Okay, I made a mistake. Yesterday was not Mr. Langs' Yahrzeit. Today it is.
I better throw up that Danish.
No, Danish is were for my grandfather. And Agav can kill two birds with one stone.
You sure his Yahrzeit's today?
But the mice is Yahrzeit's today.
Sure?
So I have Tikkun also today.
Not here.
Eretz Yisrael.
He has falafel coming out of his nose.
It's all lined up nicely. Trucks.
Different penny.
Penny
Laughlin. No.
Today's shiur sponsored. Fushlema, Falzan Zemirachel, also we're very happy that Chapel is here. And Omer Mekazimir on Esther, Brian Mimas Rezal Sara, Esli Baskai Yafa, Shah Fushlema, and Omer Mekazimir on Esther is Lil Nishmas.
He's Svarti, so by the way, he's still used the lady's name. That's
okay. He's not Svarti.
Omer?
Israeli name.
Omer's not Israeli.
Yaki Yeshuvan
Khan. And Yaki Yeshuvan Khan, Shah
Fushlema.
What are we up to? You want me to go back a block for you?
What do you mean?
We could probably knock it off.
You think yesterday was the first day that you finished the hold off?
That's why it's called hold off.
Just because you came late doesn't mean you could start another 10 minutes from
I actually thought it was starting late. I don't know why.
You think you had some 100 proof last night?
I did have 100 proof last night.
Oh, that was a good bottle.
Okay.
That was a good bottle.
We are up to Kuf Samach Beis, Amad Beis on the bottom. Ibarilu.
No, that would have smelled good. This room did not smell from that. That smelled good. That was a good smell.
Some heavy stuff you got. Where did you find this stuff?
You've never had it?
Got all you want it.
Let's go. Ibarilu. Shnei Shitin. The two lines. Sha'amru, we said that you have two lines. Two lines between a star.
Thanks, your nose.
Two lines space between a star. We'll see where his lines are, but two lines space is a problem because someone can mezayif the star and write in his own addendum. So Mela, that would be a chashash. So these two lines that we're talking about, what size lines are they? Are they the, what do you call it, the college rule? There's two college and Ibarilu. Shnei Shitin Sha'amru, Hain Va'aviron. It's the line with the space. Idoma Hain Va'aviron. So what it means is, basically, if you look at over here, you have a line. And then you have a space, line, space, line, space. Now, the line really needs space because the letters go into the line. So besides that they need space, what size line, what size letters are we talking about? Big letters, small letters, what's the... Hein aviron dem hein v'lo aviron. Or them without the lines. Without the lines, without the space. Amar nakvez mistavra da hein v'aviron. Mistava that it's the line with the space. The yuzal hein v'le'avir and shita achas v'le'avir l'may chazio. What are you going to do with it? El shmamin hein v'avir and shmamin no. What does it mean l'may chazio? So Rashbam says, because what's the whole chashash over here? The chashash is the gemim zayif. You're going to add something. Zot Rashbam, al nikir aziyof l'fi shatzorich lichtev oisiyas dakos yoyser mishar oisiyas. If you have a very narrow space, you have to squeeze in your addendum. If you're squeezing it in, everybody's going to know what you did. Because regular star is written by regular sofer, and all of a sudden, we've got these two lines look like, I don't know what, like daddy long legs, except in a skinny form, horizontal, that squeezed in over there. So, Mela, what? Oskikritz means you're talking about sirtut?
Yes,
sirtut. This is not, we're not handling sirtut. Sirtut is under every line is Sirtut.
Not yet.
Yeah, but then, I'm saying, you can't stick in a line that doesn't have
Sirtut. You make Sirtut. You can make Sirtut. You know how to make Sirtut?
No.
I don't get Sirtut on Shar.
You know how to make Sirtut?
Yeah, we're not talking about a get.
First of all, Sirtut's not Ma'akov. That's the first thing.
Who said?
It's not Ma'akov.
Who said?
It's not. I'm telling you, that's the halacha. It's a halacha that you have to have. It's just like 12 lines, not Ma'akov.
You're going through these rules right now.
No, we're not handling Sirtut.
You don't leave space. It's not even Ma'akov. So
no, we're not talking about Ikuv. We're talking about the chash that you're going to, the shtar, you're going to add.
Good, so if you don't leave space, it's
like
a
shtar. Yeah.
Right, so we're not talking about that case.
I don't know. Either way, it's not.
This is why we finished yesterday.
Anyway, Sirtut, you could add Sirtut. All you take is a ruler and make a...
No, I get it, but we're handling the lines.
We're not handling, you're asking how you made the line?
No, he's asking.
What are you asking?
He's asking if there's no line there, so you see it's a sticking.
Yeah.
Sirtut should answer that question.
Why?
Because it's very noticeable that there's no Sirtut, and that means...
You can make Sirtut. It only takes about, I don't know, less than a millicule of a second to make... You just take a ruler, put it on, and you take your fingernail and do it across. They do it with the back of a pencil, back of a pen. Thank you. That's what smells, by the way, the smoke. That smells come back.
Stale smoke?
Yeah. Are you have old cigarettes? We'll chip in for a pack, fresh pack.
Oh, please do. Help me.
He needs to travel.
They have to invest in these days.
I think that he has a soft spot pack that he sits on it and doesn't.
And it becomes a little cool.
Let's have how large the spacing is. If the spacing is the same.
Oh, so that's the Rashbam. That's why I just read the Rashbam, because it's nikud ziyuf. The whole chashash why you can't have a space is because you're worried that you're gonna add something into the shtar. Well, it's gonna very obviously add something to the shtar because the other words are half inch high and these words are, you know, the little bucher like your son's Gemara. You ever see your son's Gemara?
But that's the whole
shtar. You put on the glasses.
I get it. That's the whole shtar.
It's not the whole shtar.
No, it's not the whole shtar. The whole shtar is like this. The whole shtar is like this.
If you only leave in 3/4 of an inch space, you can't fit in.
Your son wrote his whole shtetl in these two lines. The only way he's going to
do it. Which son?
My son's Gemara has like, over here, I'm telling you, you can write a whole sefer, one page. Like, what are you doing? You need a magnifying glass.
Yeah, I think they did a fine job printing it with spaces, you leave them open.
Anyway.
Sorry.
No, but anyway, to answer your question, is that it's very obvious because a sefer writes even. If you go to a regular sefer Torah, that's the reason why the Chassam sefer says that the people don't let at the end of sefer Torah, a lot of people don't let a guy write. They say it's not nice. He says, pum fakert, if the minig of a sefer Torah is to have it to end sloppy, that's the nicest of a sefer Torah.
Yeah,
so he's supposed to let.
It says about Esther too, if it's brown.
That's the header, yeah.
By the first day already?
You was the guy? The shaker? That guy has a lot of salt and pepper in his egg. Anyway.
The stuff that comes out of your mouth.
You ready?
Eat salt and pepper.
Oh! Yaakov and Frumet. How was the surgery? Okay, we keep on davening. Should keep on going. The parents should have kaychas to work it through. So Gemara says, so what are you worried about? So you're worried about Helman's son. A little handwriting like that. I don't mean like that. I'm just, people understand that now.
Right.
I don't understand what you meant. Whose son?
Chaplain, your son is not too far off. All right. Check the mezuzahs.
You say that now.
Check the mezuzahs. Mitzvah Shem, your son will have... Oh man, Libby, tell my son you better stop it. That longish minasra.
His son is not going to have a longish minasra. No question.
Yeah. By the way, it's going in order of tables.
There's something wrong with that section.
I think it goes this way and this way. It's across the whole shul. And it,
That section is definitely something.
My brother-in-law, he's a huge guy. He's like, what's going on? By the way, you leave him in two at one time?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. You don't leave nothing at shul. Hacks good chai, okay, Chaplin? You're like, gosh.
Oh, yeah, look at my
life.
Leaving you
right
here.
Screamed the whole meal about it. I waited. Like an old-time father.
I don't think I'll have that.
Okay, son could eat by me every week. Haim va'avira and shmamina. So basically, you're worried about... You're worried about the...
Hold on,
the
second Friday night.
So it must be that the space is a bigger space, and Melo, it will look like the rest of the shtar. You won't know. All of a sudden, you got a shtar, you're like, 1 second, another $1 million. I don't know that. So the chashash, and that's what the chashash is. So if you leave two lines, you got a problem. Two lines with the margin. With the extra space, the margin, right? That's what it's called. Oh, finally said a good word. Anyway, Rabbi Shaptai, Shapsi, Amar Meshmei Decheskia, Shnei Shitin Sha'amru, these two lines that we said, B'Ksav Yedei Edim, B'Loi K'Sav Yedei Sefer. These two lines that we said, so if you look at a Sefer, it's very neat. So a Sefer, he knows how to squish in, he knows how to write nicely. A regular guy, a regular Edom, they don't know how to write nicely. They're not taught to write. They're not a scribe. You go to Berger, his every vav is the same, every mem, everything lines up. A regular guy like me and you, we don't know how to write. The mem is big, the vav, it's a flicked. Shnei shidin sh'am uksavi de Edom, lo uksavi de sefer, my timer. Kol ha-mezayif, lav lagabi safra ozil u-mezayif. So if you have two lines that are narrow like a sefer writes, so you could say, okay, well, you have two lines, the amount of these words, two lines of that with the airspace, that's a problem because now it could be ziyuf. So Gemara says, no, that wouldn't be ziyuf because no sefer is going to be mezayif a shtar for you. If I show up with a shtar through a burger's house, do me a favor, could you just add in two lines over here? I'm not adding in. I ruin my whole reputation. You're forging the shtar. I said, just do it. I'll pay you $100. I don't care what you pay me. I'll never have a customer again. So no normal businessman is going to put his business online to sign for your stupidity.
What would they think?
So it means he has to get someone either who's not a cipher, not a professional, or do it himself. Do it himself. Takes up more room. So the whole chashash is only a place where it's a little bigger space. No, I guess not so bad, you know. Right, because before we said that if it's small handwriting, you'd be able to chop. But it's no chashash b'chlal. There's no chashash. If you only have the space for a sefer, then even shnei shitim would be fine. Right, yeah, that is still chashash.
You're only saying that it's lopsided because he decided to say that.
No, I know, but lopsided.
Where does it say lopsided?
It doesn't flow with the rest of the
thing. It doesn't flow with the rest of the thing.
That would work.
No, right, that's what Rashbam says.
Should we use some Mikadeshi or Yidei Sefer?
If you get it in a place,
right,
I mean,
it's going to be a different...
if you get it in a place,
different size.
Even
different,
if it's lopsided.
One line is a different size than the whole shtar. That's not enough of a...
No, but it seems
that is. What do you mean that is?
The shtar would hold up.
Well, Ksavide Edim is different than Ksavide Sefer, right?
To bring it in, as long as it's Edim.
It's just bigger, you're saying.
That's what Rashbam is saying.
Okay, but if it's big, I mean, if it's bigger, you can't say that that's zero. It's a bigger ksav.
Oh, yeah, an amendment right before closing.
Right.
And you have Edom
afterwards.
Right.
Right.
And you have Edom.
You have Edom right after.
Okay, but the other one you have Edom too.
Yeah, but it looks like you fetched it.
If you have it real small, then it's going to be obvious. Right. Nikar Azir, Rashbam says over there. Over here, it won't be Nikar Azir, just because it's a little bigger. Okay. Not Nikar Azir. But Maisa, if they bring down... that you see that you could have the shtar written by two different people.
Yeah.
Because you have one guy write like this, one guy write like that. And they, some take it, I saw bring down B'Shem Achronim, that maybe you could have two different languages. Why not? So we're not knowing to do it like that, but L'Chorah, you see that it doesn't matter. Two different people, two different, this guy writes in English, writes in Hebrew, you know. Yeah, that's what he's saying. How much is this? What is the space? So you have two words. Gary did a very good job here. the chalacha, so you have the lamed sticks up into the orange. The orange is the margin. So you have the lamed, then you have the chav sticks down. Sticks down into the margin, that's one space. Then the lamed again underneath, another space. The chav goes down, so you have four spaces and two lines. That's what he holds, Rabbi Elazar. Bitzik ben Elazar. Zagav zeh, al maksava, shnei shitin, v'arba avirin, and four ears. He says, no. He says, you have three. You're using the middle line for both. So it's only three avir and one and two, what's it called? Amaksava shnei shitim shlosh avir. Rabbi Avo amar, ki goin baruch ben levi b'shita achas, kasava shita achas v'shnei avir. And that's the bottom one, baruch ben levi. So he holds... And the pashtus, the way you learn Rav Avo is that he holds that you could even hire a sofer. You could hire someone who knows, not a sofer, but you find someone who knows how to write. Someone who knows how to write knows how to fit the words in. A guy doesn't know how to write. So he's lamed and his chav. They don't line up. He needs extra space. He has two lines on tempeh. You know, but a guy who knows how to write. He knows how to do it. So he holds you have to be machmer even to that. To such a guy's gonna go find a bum who knows how to write, right? Because he's a mazai, he's being mazai at the shtar. So he's finding a guy who's really good at this, like a professional.
Rabbi Avo is saying that there's two lines in between each line?
No. Pasha's not. Some learn like that. The Rimagash learns like that. Rimagash says Rabbi Avo is not arguing with the other first manama. Not exactly what he's adding. But he says, not arguing, because he's saying one line and two ears. So it means you have two lines, you have four ears. That's how Rabbi Magash learns. But most don't learn like that. Most learn that, like the bottom thing that he holds, if you need two, you just need two spaces.
If there's Baruch Ben Levi above it, then what happens?
Nothing. You figure out a way to, you fit it in. You put the lamed and you move things over.
Even the bottom is a problem. For sure, if you have more space, it would be a problem.
Right. He holds even this is a problem. You don't need to have this. His space is way smaller than this. This for sure is a problem. Then you can add three lines. Who? Second and third?
No.
Second and third is this space and this space. He holds even this space puzzles a star. If you have this space in a star, it's puzzle. Because you could.
This option is puzzle.
Yeah. Because you could squeeze in. You get a guy who knows how to write. You get like the Rabbi Shver. He's not a cipher, but he could write. Calligraphist. I don't know if that's a word, but
this is what you're questioning yourself.
It sounds good. It's a good word. English is a crazy language.
If it's not a word, it should be a word.
It doesn't make sense.
Language is not what makes sense. It's what people understand.
Yeah, I'll give you. You play basketball, right?
Gary, so you get. You get. You write every day. I'm sorry for the language.
No, but listen. If you play basketball and you get 2 points. Your first team gets 2 points. What do you say? It's 2-0. Why don't you say it's 2-0? You're 2-0. All right? Think about it.
It's super deep. Don't you think it's the bathroom one?
No, I mean, it doesn't make sense. I mean, it's a... Pusher, right? You understand what I'm saying. He's 100% got it. Normal people understand.
That's what we're
going to
do.
Yeah. Amarav.
Looked to Charlie for advice.
Amarav, Leshanu Elabain Edel Maksav. Okay, now we're going like this. So now, the Gemara says, oh, Bilas is here. You see, he thought we start late. I wasn't crazy. I'm not crazy. Hello. Okay, Gary, please erase that part. Or at least put a disclaimer. His English is not that good. he meant to say something else, I'm sure.
What do you think it means?
I don't know. Anyway, so the Gemara is like this. Amarav lo shanu, he didn't really make a chaw for this, but I should have made one. But lo shanu el bein edel maksav. The chashash is between the edim and the ksav, you left a space. So right over here, you left a space. That's the chashash. Aval bein edel la ashroso, afil tuva nami kosher. Let's say over here, you have it says, Kol Shor V'Kayim. That was just say you have to write that in. Most stars write it in. And then you have a big space over. You have three lines there. big spout, kosher over time, three lines. You're not choshesh. You don't have to worry that over here the guy's going to add something in. So Gemara says, Gemara's going to take this down.
With Adam, under.
Right here.
Exactly
right here, yeah. And then there's a big space. And then it's a kosher over time. So Gemara says, What's the difference? Between the Adam and the Ksav, like this case, you have a space right over here. We said, what's the chashash? Jumma mezai v'kosa ma'idabaya. What you're going to do is, you're going to erase the Edom, you're going to write a whole addendum, and then you're going to put new Edom. You'll forge the Edom signatures a little lower down, because you have to write something. So Gemara says, so then the same thing. Do the same thing. Why not worried that you're going to do the same thing with the Akol Shorav Kaim, the same way, you're doing it on top, you do it on the bottom.
Why would
you don't write underneath the Edom?
Yeah, why would the Edom?
You're erasing it. You're erasing the Edom. You're forging the Edom.
Where does it say that?
We're forging the Edom.
It's not a Shorav, it's not a Hempik?
Yeah, it is. Well, what's the Chashash? That's over here. Akol Shorav Kaim. What Chashash are you going to erase the Edom, add in your addendum, and then take the Edom signature that you take a picture, and then re-sign it. So same way you chosh it up here, be chosh it over here. What's the difference?
That if the name is there with the kosher on the bottom, then it's not a problem.
Right. The Gemara is asking why. Why is it not a problem? If it says a kosher avakayim over here, we say don't worry about it. Why? You erase the Edom, put a line.
Not erased. They're there.
But you're gonna erase it.
No,
the guy's a forger.
I don't think
he's erasing it. Yeah. Look at Gemara. B'chas misadi ben Edom lashoso. You're going
to
erase the Edom.
You're
going
to
erase the Edom also. Why not? Why not forge Edom?
So we don't have to pump for that.
Because
what
does that do with space? Even if you didn't leave any space, he might be choshed. Let's be choshed that he's going to erase the Edom and write something. On every single star.
I thought the hempik was just added signature.
It's a second, yeah.
I'm saying say the best and it's okay.
Yeah. It's a plumbo.
Yeah, that's at the end.
That's not sharp.
Yeah, what's that doing anything?
Yeah, so that's everything. That's
so even though you have Edom before, you add stuff, and then you have the hempik. Then you have the Ashrasa.
Whoa. That's like a stretch.
It won't forge Edom? I thought it's forged Edom. Definitely want the kid. The next case is for sure forging, right?
That's one case.
One case you're forging Edom for sure.
So every star, then, why are you not choshesh?
Because it's in the right place.
Because you don't have a line.
Yeah, right. Extra.
If you don't have any extra space, what do you choose? You're going to cut off the whole thing and redo it?
I'm going to raise
that's the next child.
That's the next case.
Machtem Sahadi. Bechassimi Sahadi. Okay.
Rashbam doesn't say anything about it.
So let's leave it. So let's say you're not erasing the Edom, but the same chashash that you have that you're going to add, over here you also have that. Sigmar says, no chashash. Why? Sahadi. The metayit, he changes something, I think. Maybe the metayis. The metayit lay. What you do is you add in like an ink. You sort of fill in the space. You do a scribble over here, or over here, either place. So merely you do a scribble. There's no chashash. Some say it's a cut. It's not just a scribble. It's like lines. It's something that's nicker that you can't. That nothing was there, or that you. So Gemara is like this. So ben endlos shtar nami tayidle. So what's the difference? If you tell me you have a remedy for the ashrasa, over here the bezin signs the shtar is good. Over here you put like some ink coloring, whatever you do over here. So then do the same thing over here, and then we don't have a chashashas. Why is it different here and here? Again, we're back to square one. Elamai, this atute, whatever you're doing over here, doesn't work. Amri Sahadi Atiyutuhu Dechasimi. What happens is, if you have scribble over here, then your choshesh, the signature of the Edom, is just telling you that there is nothing written underneath this scribble. But everything else, they're not saying Edom is on the shtar. When the guy comes to collect the shtar, he says, oh, Libby, you owe me $100,000. Really? Where's the shtar? Well, look, you have a shtar over here. You owe me $100,000. What are you talking about? The Edom, there's a scribble here. The Edom is just signed on the scribble.
They do that all the time.
Right.
That's the Gemara says that they do. because the Gemara is going to ask in a second. We see in a second. Let's say the Gemara is kasha. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know that what happened over here. Let's see in a minute. The Gemara says, "Be ein lashosa." Amisada to do chasimi. It's a fretting Gemara. Fracting Gemara ben Eden Lashosa Nami Amri Bedina Tutu the Chasim. It's the same. Say the same thing. Say when Bezdin approved the star, on the bottom they wrote this star is approved. Maybe they were just approving this scribble, they're not approving the whole star. So Gemara says no, that you don't say. Bedina Tutu the Chasim. There's no such thing. No, because Bezdin is more.
They're busy.
They're more thought out. No, that's what Rashbam says. Ain't dark and lachtem. Aval edim, akol mitzuyim lachtem. Anybody could sign. Look, we have Erev Hashana. You make a bezdin, three people. Doesn't have to be anybody special. Over here also, you get Amar. Say, come sign. The guy doesn't know what he's signing. What are you signing on? He thinks he's signing on the scribble that was good. I think he has no idea. V'necho shvekti gemara. V'lecho shdilma gais leilela. So now Gemara says, takes it further. So why are you not choshish? He's saying they sign on this tiyuta. Guy's going to cut off the whole top. He's saying the top, the edim are signed on this scribble. Okay, so they're not signed on the top. Okay, so guy has a better idea. Takes the whole thing, cuts it off, erases the scribble, erases the edim, rewrites the whole Shulchan Torah, and then forges the edim. So then you don't have the top. Now you have a scribble, you have edim. So that's why you can't have a space. If you have a space over here, why not choshish for this? So even with your scribble, you still have a chashash. Dima gazli leilo umachle tiyuta v'kosim aydeboya umachtim saadi. Over here is machtim saadi. Machtim saadi. He's going to sign edim because
that's already kiyum. So
no kiyum. No kiyum. No, not the one kiyum over here.
There.
We're not asking on the kiyum. We're asking on the first part. We're asking on the first part of the Gemara. Gemara says that. We're asking that. That's what we're asking. No, we're not asking on the hempik yet. We're next part of the hempik.
The hempik is here. Not the one Ashrata. The one back now?
No, the Gemara is going to ask the hempik in a minute. Right? We're not asking on the hempik yet. Now we're asking on the regular star. Regular star of...
Which part is he adding? What's the bottom part or the top part?
Top part, right here. He cuts this off.
Right.
Takes the
top part of that page, of the bottom page, would have that black line.
Right here is a black line. The star is not good because it's not done right. But let's say the edim a little further down. Hey, you got all those lines. Yeah. Cuts everything off. Erases. Takes the eraser. Erases the black line.
He keeps the edim.
No, he machtem edim saadi. Machtem saadi means that he signs the edim.
But the hempik is still there.
We're not handling hempik.
Sure. Well, then we're cutting off. You can't go the top part with edim, right?
No, without edim. Because then it would have the
edim.
The edim are not staying with the star part.
You're cutting off the top part with those.
Whatever you erase.
No, you're keeping the edim.
You have to keep the edim. The edim are on the bottom part, on the bottom page.
Not keeping the edim. You're cutting off everything besides the hempik. He's right. You're cutting off everything besides the hempik.
No.
Not cutting off. You're erasing the edim. Yeah.
Edim.
No, you're not. Because you're rewriting a whole star.
You're rewriting.
You need space. You're rewriting everything.
You're rewriting whatever scribble. The edim on bottom of the scribble part, that's a hempik, that's staying.
No,
that's
the hempik stays, not the edim. Umachtim sahadi. What does it mean, umachtim sahadi? Umachtim means you're signing the signatures. Look, you'll see. No.
It's just a certification.
You'll see from the Gemara's Teretz that has to be. Hello? You'll see from the.
So the scribble is under the edim?
No. You'll see from the Gemara's Teretz.
Hello? The scribble is under the edim?
Okay. You'll see clearly from the Gemara's Teretz. Okay, you'll see clearly in Gemara's Teretz that we're not choshed with that because then you're mekayim with the edim, and the edim you'll see that there's zif. That's
the
Gemara's Teretz. So obviously you're resigning. You forged the edim signature. So the people are going to realize. We'll see in a minute. Let's see Gemara. So Gemara says, you say that if you have a hempik, you're not choshed because hempik does not hempik doesn't bezdin will not sign on this scribble. He says it doesn't help you because you leave the hempik, cut off the top of the star, this whole thing, erase the scribble, erase the edim, write Moshe Tani owes me $1 million, forge edim signature, and done. And now it's a hempik, everything. I don't know, it's a great star. What's going on? So Gemara says, "Because my boy, Machtim Saadi, Vamarav, Star Abahu Ve'edim Al Mecha Kosher." That's kosher. So Hanichler Rav Kahana the Maslam Ishmael the Shmuel. So if you hold like Shmuel, fine. That's puzzle, no problem. But if you hold El Rav Tiyun Maslam Ishmael the Rav, so Michael and Meima. It's a major problem. Why are you not kosher for this problem? Why is it kosher? So Gemara says Ksava Kol Ki Haigamno Ein Mekaymenoise Min Ashrosa Shaboy El Meidim Shaboy. What's going to happen is you're not going to use the hemp pick. You're going to use the Edom to be Mekaymet, and the Edom are forged because you just rewrote the Edom signature. So you're going to go to match up the signature and be, oh, this is not Edom signature. It's not Edom signature. So we see that you forged a star. Isn't that what the Gemara is saying?
No, the hemp pick is there, but we say hemp pick in such a case.
I didn't say the hemp pick is not there.
Yeah.
No, I said the hemp pick, you're leaving the hemp pick. I said that already 5 minutes ago that you were right.
He wants to hear it again.
What's
answer
the Gemara?
Answer Gemara is that the Gemara's kasha was that just because Hempik Bezdin will not sign on the scribble doesn't help you. There's still a chashash that you're going to leave Bezdin, erase the scribble, erase the Edom, cut off the top of the star, rewrite a whole new star with Edom, the same Edom that are there. You'll forge the Edom signature, and you're saying, oh, Bezdin is top of the line. Look, there's a hempik. Adam's a hempik. Everything's great. But the guy just forged the whole thing. And Mark says, that we don't have to worry about, because then you're going to look, what do you end up doing? You look at the signatures, and you look at the signatures. Oh, they don't match up. Okay, must be forged the whole thing.
Why is it different than forging any star? You forge a whole new star here.
That's what the Gemara is asking. The Gemara said, if there's a hempik, you don't have to worry.
There's always a question.
No,
it's not certification on the new one. It's completely forged.
Yeah.
No. On top of the certification.
The
stamp's on the bottom.
Right, that's the Gemara's kasha.
Right, he's using the bottom part.
No, he's using the bottom part.
The bottom is there. The certification is there.
Look on the paper.
Give me this.
Well, we're just writing one line. This is the whole thing. One line.
Yeah.
Cutting it off over here where there's a thing. And the certification is over here.
It's
the black line and the certification. He's cutting it off right here. He's erasing the black line. Writing a star, and then he's putting Edom, and then he still has the hempik.
So what's he keeping? What's he keeping this? What's here?
Not the
a black
scribble.
Line with the hempik, with the certification.
The Gemara is saying that for some reason, if Yavash also dying here with the black line, you don't have to worry. Of course, you have to worry.
Number seven.
So I'm saying so. Whenever there's Edom on the raised part, he knows the hempik.
Right, hempik's nothing. Okay. That's the Gemara saying.
So what's the point of a hempik
on a raised part?
Hempik by a place where there's no erase park.
Yeah. No erase.
So you can't do anything.
So if there's no erase park, then why do I need a hempik?
Because if there's one line. No, there's two empty lines. What do you mean? There's two empty lines.
You always have to do kamishkar. Doesn't
matter. Yeah, but if there's two empty lines without the erase.
Not a hempik.
Without the erase and it says that kosher kaim, it's good. You don't have to worry. It's a good star. It's kosher star. The only time two lines are problem if you don't have a kosher kaim.
Have kosher kaim is what Bezdin writes. That's the one.
Bezdin writes it?
Yeah.
So that's the hempik.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Well, so he's
no, he's saying that you don't need
stopping
here. Unbridged.
Unbridged.
Okay, anyway.
That was the word you were looking for?
Yeah, you missed it yesterday. Hey, Mikhail, I'm going to ask you ready? Let's go weiter. Let's get the next one. Hello, after you, you guys are ready? You got to call Pitta with the super flush. Super, not flush, the super rooter. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Okay, so he's an unflusher. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, unstuffer. He's very good, by the way. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Loish Yonel ben Eidim Laksav. You ready? So Rabbi Yochanan says,
wow.
You guys are ready? You guys don't know what it means to have 18 bachim in a dorm and a toilet not working. This is Sakonis of Flushes. Rothbard was complaining. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Leishanu Elevein Eden Laksav. You ready? So Rabbi Yochanan says, only between Eden Laksav. The only chashash is between Eden Laksav, you have to be choshish. I will be in Eden Lashrosa, I feel shit to Achas Post. Sorry. Only be Eden Laksav is two lines. I will be in Eden Lashrosa, I feel shit to Achas Post, Maishno be in Lashrosa, do my guys the law because of. So Melo, that's not a chashta. That's fine. Say Yochi ben Edom Laksav Nami. Why don't you chush the same thing? Dima guys le'eloi. Moses says, I have a whole new thing. Maybe we'll do this. You're telling me we're worried about cutting, pasting, cutting. Do the same thing. You have Ashraso. You have one line in between. Dima guys le'eloi. Cuts up the whole star. because of my, and leaves the signatures.
Yeah.
Because of my deboy, he writes, Moshe owes me $1 million. But Hasimi Sahadi, and he puts new Edom. And Ksava Shtar Bahu, Bishit Achas, Edom, Bishit Achas, Pasul. Yeah, I know. Apostle, v'leichus dilma kasa who veidim shachas. Now be kosher. Means the only time it's possible is if it's edim on one, if it's the shtar on one line and the edim on the other line. Because we said we don't believe the shita achrona. But if you have the edim on one line and the shtar on the same line, and the shtar on one line and the edim on the same line, it's kosher. So why not kosher? Same thing. So Gemara says no. V'amar no. What's he going to say? You have four edim on the shtar. So you have four Edom and Shtar. It's a weird Shtar. People say, what's going on? What, Libby, this is some forged Shtar. Yeah. Who has four Edom and Shtar? No, I'm not. No, the Rav is Edom and the Avdi. I want to add Edom. I want to make it even better. I have four Edom. I have four signatures. Moshe says, no, it doesn't work that way. Because what happens is, when you come to Bezdin with this funky Shtar that's cut off, you have a Shrosa Daini, and also you have four Edom. Bezdin says, I don't know what's going on with it. We're Mekayim with the top two Edom. Once you become top to Edom, you're going to see that it's forged. You'd be like, well, this is not the handwriting of the Edom. And Melo, that's how you get away from the problem and you don't have an issue. Yasha Koach. Okay, Zakta Perik Dal Mishnah. I don't know. Where are we? Gimel. Elu Dvarm She'en Chayom Aleh Mishum Pigol. These are things that you're not chai because of. You're not chai if you have the Machshevas Chutzos Mani. Akomets. That's the, you know, the thing with the hand. Alavona is the no, Levina is the, not fenugreek.
Frankenstein's.
Vakatoris, or Minchas, Kahana, Minchas, Kahana, Mashiach, Minchas, Asachim, Adam, and Asachim, Boim, and Atzim, Divrei Meir. Chamamim, Afaboyim, Amem, Loik, Shemish, Amtsoro, Shimonom, Enchayom, Lamashe, Pigel, Remeir, Mechayom, Shapigel, Shadam, Ashamatir. Koshe, Shamatim, Bedon, Mizbe, Chayom, Lamashe, Pigel, if it has Matim, you would be Chayv.